FM's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Oh, that feels good. That feels real good. Being after
the the chocolate you're eating, or?
Sorry, they say chocolate's like sex.
Yeah, well, if you can't get the sex, get the chocolate. But you have got a boyfriend, so you should be getting some.
Certainly am.
well, there you go, everyone. Tom's getting some sex. Good on him.
Oh God, that's awkward.
Naughty after nine. If you've just joined the show for the first time, I mean, Tom is getting some sex. He's got a boyfriend who's an American boy, and he does vote for Trump,
and he loves his song. When you fear, when you fail, when you feel you're gonna fall, follow your heart and always believe in the underdog. Always believe in the underdog.
He loves a bit of Keith Urban.
Here's what we're doing up next, Dolly. We're going to talk about online fetish profiles. You ever had an online fetish profile?
Oh my, no, I have not.
Why not?
I haven't thought of it. I didn't know it was a thing.
Yeah, it's totally a thing.
And I need to get a fetish as well. I haven't got a fetish.
You don't have a fetish?
No.
Have a think throughout Guns N' Roses and then Hole as we do this double play.
Oh yeah.
And think about what your fetish is.
Okay.
Because up next, online fetish profiles, baby. 133353. If you have an online fetish profile, we have questions.
Is a crack wax a fetish?
Sure.
Well, I've got one.
If you get turned on by it. 133353. Tom and Ollie on Triple M, Naughty After Nine. Malibu, Hole, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. This is going to be fun.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Now, it's a very special night for us here at the Naughty After Nine Triple M Studios as we welcome your girlfriend, Sarah, to the show. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, boys.
And turn your phone off, by the way. It was beeping then.
I feel like I'm the kid who's been brought to work, and it's like a first time.
So we've got your colouring and pencils here, so you want to do some drawing, Sarah, whilst you wait for me to finish the show.
Now, it's not often that you're actually live in the flesh watching the show, and you've come in, and look, I thought we could have a little bit of fun with this, if you guys are up for it.
I have not agreed to anything.
Well, I know we're discussing fetishes, Tom, and you mentioned online profiles. I mean, what do you want us to do right now?
Well, I thought it could be a fun time for you guys to explore your sex life
Sarah
on the radio.
Sarah is so uncomfortable with this.
How are you doing, Sarah? Now, I'm going to give you, as every good master of sexual things, I'm going to give you a safe word, Sarah. So if you feel, yawning. If you feel uncomfortable at any time during this conversation, all I need you to do is simply yell out banana and I will stop the conversation, okay?
I think it was a fight or flight yawn where she's like, I need more air. I've got to get out of here. I'm freaking out.
Well, would you say that you guys have a pretty vanilla sex life?
No, Sarah.
A satisfying one.
Satisfying. Yeah, okay.
We're both very happy. No, but what I would say is, to be blunt, we just don't have a fetish. I mean, that's the reality.
Well, yeah, I wanted to talk about online fetish profiles, but no one gave us a call on 133353.
I mean, if being satisfied is a fetish, we've got it.
You don't have...
We've got it in droves. Except on the weeknights, because I come home late and Sarah's tired.
Yeah. So you guys don't have a fetish per se?
No. Wouldn't say that.
Like, I could say that I like sports gear. You know, like footy shorts.
Is that a fetish?
Stuff.
I mean, I love costumes and dressing up, but...
I mean, you're like school teachers.
I don't get a boner of it, though. Yeah, I mean, I do like the librarian look. He is quite sexy.
Yeah, that's weird because producer Belle is currently looking a lot like a librarian tonight.
Well, I hadn't noticed. And
new
I don't...
glasses.
Oh, now you mention it, she does. Yeah.
That's weird, isn't it? Anyway, what I thought we could do here on 133353, why don't we just play a game called What Should Ollie and Sarah's Fetish Be?
Suggest a fetish. I'm keen. Is, you know, I've always talked about a bit of butt play on the show, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Is butt play itself a fetish?
I wouldn't think so, because it is an erogenous zone.
So it's just straightforward sex?
Yeah. Yeah, it is straightforward sex.
Okay, well then we can afford to factor that into the right...
Sarah, are there any things in your life that you can see, you know, kind of that can allude to a fetish? Is there anyone you find attractive? Kilts or something? I don't know.
Accountants?
I am feeling very uncomfortable right now.
Do you want to say banana?
Use a safe word?
No.
Look at that.
You get to a point, Sarah, when you do this show where you break past the idea of sharing.
But what if realize, my colleagues are listening or something?
What, and they find out that you like sex? Shock, horror.
Yeah.
Well, they're fine with that, but yeah, okay. Keep going, sorry.
Well, he asked you a question.
Oh.
What type of things can we explore here on 133353? I want you to, you know, pitch a fetish to Ollie and Sarah. Sarah, what type of things can we explore here, maybe?
Costumes?
Okay, costumes is good.
I'm down for that. Because you've joked about, like, it being a bit of a fantasy, about the workplace fantasy and, like, the whole, you know, clean the desk, wipe the desk off with your forearm and brush it aside and, you know, I throw you down on the desk. That kind of thing?
Yeah, that's
so
quite...
You'd be like a naughty corporate?
Yeah, we could... Yeah, that could be one of them.
And I'd be a visiting contractor?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right, 133353, kill this awkwardness right now and pitch a fetish to Ollie and Sarah, as Sarah is here visiting tonight. She'll never do again.
Yeah.
She'll never come and visit again.
She's holding a dart and she's just scraping it on paper.
Did I hear banana? Oh, no.
She's still in. She's offering nothing.
What's a fetish that these guys should get into? A beginner's fetish. 133353. Pitch it to them and we'll see how it goes. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. And Ollie's girlfriend, Sarah, visiting. This is the Rolling Stones. It's Sympathy for the Devil, the Rolling Stones. Nice one. Triple M's Tom and Ollie here.
A Tom and Ollie content warning. Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
It's a very special night. Ollie's girlfriend Sarah is in here. Thank you so much for coming and visiting, Sarah.
I have immediately regretted my decision.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have come after 9 o'clock. You know that.
Mm. Somewhat unplanned, but we've seized the moment here because you're never here. So rather than just talk about my sex life or Tom or all our, you know, great listeners, let's focus on you and me. And particularly in the fetish world.
Yeah, because you guys don't have a fetish. You haven't really played around with those types of things. And I think it's a fun way that you can spice things up in the bedroom.
Well, thanks, generic guy.
No worries.
Well, I think it's also quite common to not really have a fetish, I would say, isn't it? Not everyone's got a fetish.
I think a lot of people might be scared to explore their fetish. You know, they'd be feared that they would be judged or put under some kind of spotlight. But I think it's a pretty normal and pretty exciting thing if you can find out what your fetish is and go there. Oh, man.
I was going to say, let's turn...
Take me to the moon and back. Don't know what that means.
Like the light point.
Saying words. Yeah.
Let's take this vanilla and turn it into a Neapolitana. Am I right? Add a bit of chocolate and strawberry to it.
Go for it, bro.
Well, I need your help. This is...
Oh, sure. Yeah. I'd say more like a, you know, a rocky road.
Oh, sure.
133353. Pitch a fetish.
We're very
Ollie
good at food flavours. We're not so good at fetishes here, are we?
Well, let's head over to BJ. BJ on 133353. You got a fetish?
Is that a fetish?
You reckon you've got a fetish that you can pitch to Ollie and Sarah?
Well, I certainly do. It's called subdued suspect. Okay. One, someone dresses up as a police officer or security guard. Oh. The other one's the person that's done something wrong.
Oh, really?
They get handcuffed from behind, and you just take it from there.
That sounds pretty saucy.
So it's a catch-all subdued subject. It could be anything from law enforcement to... Well, probably law enforcement, but...
To you haven't paid your ticket to get out of the parking.
anything like that, yeah.
Or an overdue library book if you're built.
Okay, how do we feel about that one, Ollie? What do you think?
That's easy, because that's costume-based as well. So yeah. I like that.
I don't mind amateur theatre, so it's very amateur.
It's a bit of role-playing, Sarah. So what would... what's sexy? Like, is a security guard sexy?
No.
Like a,
brings back bad memories of being at a club and then thrown out.
Okay.
Can I ask, what would you prefer to play, each of you? Would you prefer to play the security guard or the subject being interrogated?
Well, being the man, Tom, I obviously naturally default to being in being in charge and dominating.
Speaking of that, though, I think that's where men can give up the power and go, no, I'm going to try and be the submissive here.
I'd be happy to. I like both, I think. I'd be open to both.
Okay. You're a switch, they call that.
I'm a verse.
No, switch.
Okay.
Verse is in the gay world.
Okay.
Do with the topping.
I'm sorry. I'll do
that. And I definitely think that I've got the authority and the grace and power to be able to reprehend you.
Yeah. Would you get a kick out of putting cuffs on me?
I'll give it a go.
That safe word is seconds away from Sarah, isn't
banana, it? Banana, banana, banana is going to be said soon. That's the safe word to get Ollie out. Sarah, Ollie's girlfriend, out of this segment.
Is this the challenge to actually get me to say?
Well, if you'd like to. Gemma,
let's not escalate.
On 133353, you run a business on a fetish website called FetLife.
I do. Well, I don't run it. I am one of the staff members on the site of the business that helped run.
Okay, so
the Facebook equivalent of Kink, essentially.
Equivalent of Kink. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, what's the business that you run?
I run help run a BDSM dungeon in Melbourne.
Ooh,
a dungeon. That's pretty gruesome. What's involved in that?
Pretty much a space for anyone to come and do their deepest, darkest desires in a safe space.
Okay. What are some of the things that we're talking about here, Gemma?
It can range from just being handcuffed and spanked all the way through to body modification.
What, like piercings and that kind
of
thing?
Yeah, piercing. I've seen people cut off earlobes. I've seen everything.
Oh, my God.
So, but what you're doing is you're just holding a space, like almost like a club.
Yeah, it's essentially what it is. Yeah.
Okay. And you pay entry or something?
Yeah, it's like $20. It's normally on a Friday or Saturday night, sometimes during the week. And you get a safe space for people who know what they're doing to watch over you so you don't do just disastrous mistakes.
Okay, so is this like a private thing or is it in a public space where people
It's a completely public space. Yeah. So you can hire the place out for privacy as well.
So you'd be in there with other couples?
Hello.
Yeah, would you be in there with other couples, Gemma?
Yeah, most definitely. Most of the people who come are couples.
Wow.
Or are like good friends who meet up just to do these kind of things together. It's like a mutual thing.
Gemma, I want to explain Sarah's face right now. It's almost a bit like, nah, that's not for me.
I think it was just the earlobe cutting thing that really got
me. Oh, that's very rare. I must admit, that's very rare. That's an extreme case. Yeah. 9 times out of 10, it's just spanking. Like, don't get freaked out.
Is spanking a good entry-level thing to do?
Yes. Yeah, it's stupidly easy. You can use anything to spank somebody. Yep. So it's super viable. You can go into the kitchen and 99% of what's in your kitchen, you can spank someone with.
Oh,
except the knives.
Spatula. It's except like... the knives. Yeah, good call. Gemma, this is amazing stuff. I might just get you to stick around. We might have a bit more of a chat to you after
FetLife
this.
Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, this online fetish platform sounds pretty interesting. But look, I'm not going to ask you specifically if you're into that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I think the spanking, Sarah, after being involved in this segment, I feel like a big spank to Ollie might be a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
I don't know if there'll be anything sexual about that nature. That's just pure punishment.
Come on, banana.
And Ollie on Triple M. A Tom and Ollie content warning. Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
We've got Ollie's girlfriend, Sarah, in the studio. While you're in here, Sarah, I just want to bring up something that our mate Miles actually texted to me today. I thought I could run it through with you. It's just a list that says... Oh, sorry, that's the wrong... That's weird. Why is that playing?
We're not getting married, Tom. Still doing marriage gags.
That was actually an accident, but very, very funny little accident.
Your accidents are funnier than yours.
He sent me a list that says a little list of possible fun tasks for Ollie.
Okay. Does it involve me or these are just...
Well, this is apparently a list that you've written for Ollie, and I'm just so sorry that you have to deal with a person like Ollie.
Oh, what is this?
Says things like buy a plunger for drain.
Where's this note from?
Buy Drano.
That was from our house.
That's from your house. Yeah, your friend Miles sent it to me. Buy wine racks. Jeez.
I did that. I did good. That.
Get Sarah's parcel from post office when it arrives. Need to forge my signature on form if you miss mailman.
Cute.
Tidy up balcony. Send Sarah love notes. Wash sheets, vacuum house, wash shower or bathroom. And then my favourite part down there, just surrounded by love hearts, it just says, any one of these is a win for me. I mean, what are you doing,
happy
Ollie?
Happy wife, happy life, Tommy. And that's why I've done 1 out of 8 of those things, which is a win for Sarah.
And that list was written about 3 weeks ago. So.
Yeah.
I'll get to it. That's so sad.
Can't believe Miles would betray my trust and send that.
He said, has a drill, is a man, happy wife, etc. This is the reality, he said. This is brand new music here, Highway Tune, Greta Van Fleet, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's Greta Van Fleet, Highway Tune, new music here on Triple M. You're with Tom and Ollie.
A Tom and Ollie content warning. Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Nice throw on the dartboard. Where'd you get there? Ethereum.
Ethereum, yeah. Very got good. Some coins.
Very exciting that we have invested our money in the cryptocurrencies for an end-of-year party that could either be a massive success or a raging flop.
A raging flop. A big wow,
old,
is that a thing?
A big old flaccid party. Ollie, I don't know if you've heard about this today. It's been doing the rounds across every single bloody radio station, so we'll have a go. A US judge orders 30-year-old man to move out of his parents' house.
Aww.
That's right. There's Michael Rotondo. He's been ordered to move out of home. Like, his parents have literally, like, sued him and said, mate, you need to get out of the house. They gave him eviction notices and everything.
Oh, and now Tom, that'll be you one day, won't it? You know, move back home and your parents say, get out, we're done with you. You know, you can't live with us anymore.
At least I just have one mum and dad, not 15 dads.
That's a low blow. I only have two.
Yeah.
Learn to count to two.
Two. One too many.
One's a stepdad. One's a step. Step is real. Step is life.
Huh?
Shut up.
I really got to you there, didn't I? Anyway, so this guy's been ordered to move out of his house. I love the idea, though, that this 30-year-old man, I'm guessing he's probably had partners come round to the house, and he's had to bring them round to the family home and go, oh, you know, ooh,
well,
please, you know, be quiet, you know, I know, oh, you know, drunk and fall into the cabinet and all that.
Yeah,
kind of.
We just had Sarah, my girlfriend, on the phone in the show, and I had to go back to her place and live with her family for 6 months.
That's right, rent free.
Yes,
your girlfriend's parents were your landlords.
You sound like you're upset by
Did
that.
Did you have rental inspections?
No, they were lovely landlords. All the issue that we had was when I hugged Sarah's mother with topless because I didn't wear pajama tops.
Why was she topless?
She wasn't topless. Heaven forbid, I was topless. That never happened, unfortunately. Oh,
that's
but
weird. You're getting into a speaking weird.
she then bought me a dressing gown to say cover up. And then I wore the dressing gown and no pajamas. And one time it was flapping open.
No.
And I do worry. I do worry in my deepest, darkest moments that at one point she saw
the Jets crackers.
When she came home, she saw the Jets crackers. So moving back to your partner's parents' house is difficult.
Well, I just think bringing partners back to the family home is an interesting one. And 133353, have you had experience in this? Maybe you've been living at home. You know, you're a young tacky. You're 20 years old. You go out to the clubs. You get that one night stand. You go, oh, I've got nowhere else to go apart from mum and dad's. 133353. How did it go down? Was it a success, maybe? You were able to sneak in and out.
Yeah.
Or did they discover the one-night stand?
Sarah and I certainly ran the gauntlet a few times in the lounge room. I can say that with confidence now that she's left the studio.
Nope, she's sitting right here.
Sarah.
133353. Bringing partners back to the family home. Family home.
You found yourself out.
Sold a squeeze, Red Hot Chili Peppers. You with Tom and Ollie.
It's all happening here, Tom.
On Triple M, it certainly is.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Ollie, we're asking about bringing partners back to the family home on 133353. It hasn't been a flood of calls, which means that I don't think a lot of people are taking those partners back to mum and dad's.
Oh, you reckon people are just doing it in the street?
Well, yeah, I think they're taking the street over things because, I mean, this guy was
booking a hotel.
Oh, who's got the cash to book a hotel though?
Not me.
These days?
Not me. My girlfriend does.
You were at QT the other night.
I was at QT. My girlfriend bought that for me for my birthday.
Okay.
I couldn't afford that.
Strange though.
I'd go to a motel.
This 30-year-old guy got kicked out of his parents' house today by a judge. That's right. His parents sued him. But surely he was taking the partners round to the parents' house. Angus, you've been taking some prospective partners home to mum and dad's.
Yeah, hey guys. Yeah, I have. I was at Ivy one night on a Thursday, and it's big for travellers. So I met this Japanese girl who had only been in Sydney for 3 days or so and took her back home. And in the morning, she had to go to work pretty early. So we jumped in the car. But my car's broken down. It won't start.
Oh.
Yeah, so I had to get my mum to take the girl to, to wherever she had to be. But my mum didn't realise on the trip that this girl didn't speak English very well, so she couldn't understand where this girl needed to go or whatnot, so she sort of just dropped her at the nearest train station and hoped that she'd find her way.
Oh, no. Just, okay, see ya.
Good luck.
Sayonara. I think is the correct term.
That's so painful.
Did you explain to your mum that you'd just been with her?
Oh yeah, she knew. She was down making breakfast when we came out of the room.
Ah, she was loving it. She was high fiving you. my son. That's my son.
It's like an episode of American Pie or something happening at Angus's house. Stuart, 133353. You took a prospective partner back to mum and dad's?
Yeah, I did. Now, I actually co-owned the place with them, so I had bottom stories mine.
Oh, someone's got some cash in 2018? Jeez.
This is actually 10 years ago, right?
Oh, God. Okay. That's when houses were affordable, am I right? Oh, hashtag housing affordability gag.
Yeah. So I thought I was safe. I had my own access, my own place, but there was a stairwell between the two places.
Oh, yeah.
And my dad had a penchant for just after having a couple of wines, coming down and just chit-chatting.
Oh, yeah.
And so I thought, I'll cover this off. I'll go upstairs, see the mum and dad and say, I've had a good night. They knew I was actually on a date. So I was like, it went well, all that sort of stuff. And I thought, okay, great, that's covered off. Downstairs. She, in the meantime, has gotten herself into lingerie. It's happening.
Oh.
And dad still decides to come down and have a bit of a chit-chat.
Oh,
and
he's
like knocking on the bedroom door. I'm like, so the date's in here, and I've never heard my dad get up that set of stairs faster in my life.
Oh, really? He's so naive. Why did he even bother coming down? Sticky beak.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Just keen. Well, he was keen.
Yeah.
And was he angling?
And then the button on his fly of his boxer shorts were open as well.
Oh,
right.
No, he popped out.
Oh, that's not good. Well, thank you very much for the call, Stuart.
He went back and your mum's in lingerie and then suddenly they're getting it on.
Oh, God. Is that what happened with Tony?
Sarah's parents?
Yep.
Probably. I don't know how functional parents work.
What a great way to end the show. We'll see you tomorrow night. And see you next week, Sydney and Brisbane.
Have a good one. See ya.
What? Two dads?
Yeah, see ya.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter @TomandOllie.